What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Good day,
Americans.
Greg, what's up, dude?
What is going on, everybody?
It's another beautiful day. Another beautiful day.
Indeed.
Getting close to that election time, guys. It's getting close.
What is it, 13 days now, right?
Yeah, I need to go
vote. Yeah, 2 weeks.
Need to go get out there and vote.
Yeah, I do too. Since I'm not going to be here during the election, so I can't go down there on election day. Like, I kind of wanted to, but... So now I'm going to
Well, so like that's I wanted to get your guys' opinion on that, because like I'm kind of confused. I was asking Danielson in the chat, because they said something about Dan Bongino coming out saying go vote early.
Yeah.
Because they're going to pull some shenanigans on election day, you know, like a pipe leak, a freaking cyber attack.
Yeah.
But like that was my whole thing, is like the reason why we didn't vote early is because there's, you know, some speculation that could be taken advantage of. The Democrats would know how much to cheat by, you know? It's like, so why now all of a sudden is it like, oh, yeah, go vote early now?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know why the push for, like, go vote early. Maybe because, like, if you're voting early, like, the shenanigans, they'll already have those ballots in before the shenanigans are done, maybe.
To me, like, the shenanigans part was that fraud graph.
Well,
you know what I mean?
That Donald Trump held up,
where it's like, they know that instead of on the day of election, now they know they can do that before the election even starts.
Yeah. So one of the reasons. Go ahead.
No, you go first.
I was going to say one of the things that I heard about with the bar, which I think that's everybody's concern, right? Like, where the fuck did that come from? Why did that happen? There's no way that she got all those votes and he got nothing out of it, right?
You're talking about the straight up line.
The straight
up
line. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that was on election day, election evening, if I'm not mistaken, right? Where that kind of happened. So I know what I've read about the vote early is it's not so much that they can predict and then make adjustments. It's that if you go on the day of, they're going to claim that they're short on ballots, that they don't have enough, something's down, and you'll have to stand in line for a long time. And a lot of people don't and decide just to fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have time for this. And so they're saying, don't wait till the last minute to, you know, have something that they, guys, we're sorry, we're out of ballots. You have to go to another polling booth, and that's an hour away. You know what I'm saying? They want people to get them in now so that they don't get into a situation where they can't vote at all. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the biggest concern, is they're going to withhold votes from people because of shenanigans.
But see, like, that's always been a concern, though. You know, it's like, this is nothing new. Like, polling stuff, like the running out of ballot paper, the pipe leak, the pipe bomb, the freaking everything, dude. Like, it's always been a concern that something is going to happen, like voter intimidation voter day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just like,
but
what
Republicans
is the
have just not voted. They don't generally vote early. You know what I'm saying? For whatever reason, Republicans don't tend to vote early. If you look at all the previous elections, and I was actually watching this on lunch, so it's kind of good that we're talking about, but previous elections, you see that the majority of Democrats vote early.
Mm-hmm.
And then Republicans play catch up going forward. Not that it's a catch up, really. It's just they haven't set their vote in yet. So you see high numbers for Democrats early on. We're like, whoa, Kamala's got a big lead. Yeah. Well, that's just Republicans have voted. Now you're seeing massive turnouts. Because Trump and most of the other Republicans have talked about getting out to vote early. Now you're seeing that shift. There's actually a lot of situations where Trump is leading right now when historically Republicans have never led at this point early in the stuff, game.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. It could just be like, hey, let's change it up to throw off the scent. They're used to us not voting. Let's start early and see what that does, you know. If there is some shenanigans, I have no idea.
I don't know. I think they're probably going to try to be some shenanigans, but I don't think it's going to fly this time. I think there's going to be too many people paying attention.
It's maybe. Behind the scenes. I think there's going to be shenanigans, bro.
Yeah,
like, that's just the name of the game. I think there's going to be shenanigans, and I would not be surprised if Kamala wins, and then everybody's eyes wake up and they go, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like basically the reverse of what happened in 2016 when Trump won.
Mm.
You know, it's like everybody was like, whoa, 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 whoa. This isn't right. You know what I mean? Like the polls were showing Hillary and everybody was like freaking out, wanting an investigation on Trump.
Mm.
But now it's the year of the boomerang, everybody. So now Kamala is going to win and everybody's going to want this investigation on Kamala.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is what legally will open the door towards, hey, there's some loopholes in our election system.
I don't see it because I feel like we already saw the loopholes. I think we saw a bunch of examples. I think people like Steven Crowder came out and gave great examples, showed some actual fact.
And, I'm talking legally, though. Like, I know, but a judge will be willing to maybe
possibly
pursue these.
It's like Tim Pool said on his show. He's like, it doesn't really matter. If she steps into the White House, it's game over. She's in the White House. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can get themselves and position themselves in there. There's nothing that has happened over the past 8 or 10 years, nothing. And I would like to think that you agree, that tells me that the system's going to correct itself. You know what I'm saying? It's just going to continue to happen. We've talked about this. We talked about it with Epstein. We've talked about it with political shit. We were talking about this after the last election, man. They've got to get this right. They got to figure out what's the problem. And nothing has changed. The only thing that I've seen some progress in is that they're removing people that shouldn't be on the... And they're getting Georgia and other states are fighting that shit. Democrats are fighting that shit. I just haven't seen anything that proves that they're going to do anything about any of this.
Yeah. And I don't want to say that nothing has been done, because I know that, like, state by state, they've done certain things to kind of enforce, you know, like voter registration. I don't know if like certain states are doing like a voter ID. Isn't there a state out there?
I think there is a couple, but a lot of them are just, I think there was even a couple states that are doing paper only.
Yeah, there has been like I don't want to say like a game changer, but there's been like certain things that they've changed, you know, here and there. Because I've seen articles where I go, oh, okay, so that might help.
Yeah,
and I'm being hyperbolic when I say nothing. You know what I'm saying? I understand that there are certain little things from states that have probably improved a more like, you know, realistic election to where people feel better about it, but all the loopholes have not. The big ones have not. And until states stop doing like mail-in ballots, I think that's a huge problem.
Blue states are not going to stop doing
they're
that.
Not, but you know.
Well, they could do that if it becomes like a federal thing where these are the fucking rules and they can't be.
Yeah, and I don't know that they'll do that, you know.
But so what's the difference between a mail-in vote and voting early?
You're voting early. You're still voting in person.
I'm at a booth. It's paper ballot, and it's just from what.
And you hand that paper ballot to somebody,
yep.
And that somebody can do whatever the fuck they want with it.
You get a receipt for it. So you actually get a printout receipt that says who you voted for. So you got to make sure that you're obviously good.
I mean, online, because it's mail-in vote only up here, right? In Washington, online, I can go on and I can get a receipt saying, "Hey, we got your vote. Yep. Here's you know who it counted for? Good. You're good."
I know, but you're looking at it from the other angle, Greg. The problem is with mail-in ballots is that you're sitting at home sending this shit in, and everybody else can grab your mail and send the vote in. That's the problem. Mail-in ballots, we have to show ID. I have to show an ID. Do you have to show the ID? I don't think so. So the point is you go to your booth, you show your ID, you put your ballot in, and obviously there's a person there that you have to trust is going to send it over. I get that. But I'm saying we've seen issues where mail's been stolen, ballots have been stolen, you've got multiple ballots. I think at one point we got two ballots. So it's like that shit is where the problem is, because there's no validation that who sent that is actually the person that's supposed to be doing it. So, of course, there's like the back end where that's why you have poll watchers and you have these people that are, you know, hopefully looking for these problems, you know what I'm saying, at some point. But the mail-in ballot, there's too much where you can just do whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? You can kind of just do what you want. You can literally go to your neighbor, steal their ballot, and send it in if you wanted to.
Yeah, it's kind of like the ballot harvesting. You know what I mean? Like, ballot harvesting is allowed in multiple different states where you allow somebody to go grab your ballots and just...
Crazy.
Turn them all in.
That's crazy. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. You have to be... I think that you should have to go somewhere, hand your shit over to a delegated place. That's the polling booth. And turn it in. That's all you can do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you show your ID. This is me. This is my ballot. And then obviously, hopefully, everything on the back end works. But to me, the stuff that worries me is the stuff before the polling booth. You know what I mean? It's all the shit before that. There was a video of a lady standing by a mailbox who was wearing a supposed USPS, you know, thing or whatever. And she had a bag. And cars were driving up, dropping their ballots. Because you can do that. You know what I'm saying? They have the ballot boxes in Washington and stuff. And she was standing there with a bag saying... Oh, yeah. The lady's like, I'm supposed to give this to you? She's like, yeah, we just emptied the box and we don't want to have to go through. It takes like 20 minutes to, you know, empty the box. So if you go ahead and put it in the sack, we're going to take it, you know, we're going to take it in the truck. And she's like, fuck no. Like, I'm not fucking handing you. I don't even know who you are. I'm not giving you my ballot. I'm going to put it in an official box. And then if you guys need to unlock it because you have a key and get it out.
Then you can fucking get it out.
Then you can get it out, because then that's actually, but who would do that? But people do. You know what I'm saying? People do that.
Well, they had all data from after the 2020, when they had all those cell phone pings of people just circulating fucking ballot boxes.
Yeah.
Just
yeah. I mean, too bad that didn't go anywhere. But
I'm with you,
dude. I'm sending you a link, Chris. This is Ballotpedia. I think I'm saying that right.
Ballotpedia.
Okay. And it's something that you drink when you get a hangover. And, you know, you're like, dang, I feel like my election just wasn't right.
Yeah, man.
And, you know, you open up this website, you infuse it into your bloodstream.
Oh.
No, this gives you a map of mail ballot collection and return laws by state.
Okay.
And it's color-coded. And you can see that there's numerous states on the West Coast, ones that you would assume that were, like, really corrupt. But then right in the middle of the state, you have Montana, the Dakotas, Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
These states, anyone chosen by the voter may return with certain exceptions. So as long as I say, yeah, it's okay, they can return my ballot, like ballot harvest, you know, they allow it.
Shouldn't happen. I don't care if it's Wyoming, fucking, I don't give a shit. It shouldn't happen.
Florida, yeah.
Yeah,
Florida.
It's like Montana, of all places. You think that's the reddest of the red, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, Washington State, unspecified. Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know.
That means anyone can return anything at any time.
No rules.
Everyone voted by mail, and the only evidence is on our website that we control.
See, here's my
Same thing with New York, dude.
Yeah.
See, here's the problem is it's not specific enough. Anyone chosen by the voter. So I could just say, Chris, take my ballot. You're good. And then, hey, you told me I could, you know.
Yeah.
I think that if you're going to do that, and let's be honest, there are elderly people that maybe don't leave the house or can't leave the house. There's all kinds of different examples that someone could give. But just like how you have to register to vote with your information, you should also have a category in that has this. It's kind of like your next of kin, your spouse, right?
That's the light blue on this map.
Yeah.
Anyone with certain relationships to the voter may return the ballot.
But I think it just like, again, I don't know how specific those are, right? Like, oh, I'm their son. Okay, well, how do you know?
Yeah.
Do they really check that? On your registration, when you register, in my opinion, you should have all your information and you should say, you know, check a box that says, I cannot leave to vote.
Mm-hmm.
This is the person, their fucking identification, their ID number, and this is the person that I'm allowing to vote. It has to be that specific. So if you come and turn in a ballot at a box, or you decide to vote for someone, you have to present your card, and on that card, just like, you know, my grandmother-in-law just got a new home, and it's in a gated community with security guards outside. And when I roll up, I have to, you know, show identification and say I'm here for so-and-so. And they look at, and my ID is registered under her home.
Yeah.
So they say, oh, that's David. He's actually registered right here. He's good to go. Okay. But Chris can't come up and say, I'm Dave, and just get in.
Nope.
So I'm just saying, like, if you're going to do it, it needs to be very, very specific. And that way it prevents random people from taking advantage of older people as well.
Yeah, Banielson said Montana people like blah, 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 out in the middle of nowhere. They live out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. So it would be convenient to have a neighbor or somebody to bring all the ballots. That's from the awesome. Neighborhood.
Totally, totally, totally get it.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the most important fucking thing as a citizen of this country you can do is vote. I don't give a fuck if it's inconvenient that you have to go in and do your fucking ballot.
I'm with you. I understand where you're coming from, but I'm saying we can have both. We can have it to where certain people that can't leave. But again, if you're able to register and say, my neighbor Bill Watson, I'm making a name up, right, mm-hmm. who lives at such and such address, and this is his identification number, he's the one that will be turning in my ballot. And when Bill shows up with his ballot, they verify that that is Bill with his ID, and he turns that ballot in.
Well, if you're going to do something like that, I agree. I think there needs to be some kind of registered secondary
mm-hmm.
or some kind of notarized permission thing or something like
that. And it cannot be a business or a fucking, nonprofit organization.
Dave LLC is taking my ballot for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's so big when you think about the numbers and the process and just keeping track of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just it's mind blowing to me that it's even accurate.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't even know how they keep it all sane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like the census data. Like, how do we know that we can trust all that? You know, it's
the census data is
big numbers, dude.
You know how many people don't fucking turn in their census shit?
Yeah,
the census data is a bunch of bullshit. No, those numbers aren't even close to accurate.
They're supposed to be just to give you a generic rough idea.
Ballpark.
You know what I'm saying? We all know that it's not going to be accurate. We know the election is going to have its ups and downs. You know, it's also probably dumb to say that Trump doesn't gain votes from some illegal activity as well. I'm sure there are Republicans that try to finagle the system at some point.
Oh, I'm sure there probably is.
I just think that there are things that we can do as a country that can eliminate as much as possible some of these outcomes. There's always going to be something. There's always going to be some bad apple, and that shit we probably take into consideration that if this person is given a couple of votes to Kamala, there's probably somewhere in a red state that they're probably given a couple of votes to Trump. Maybe you could say those wash out, but the issue is who's taking ballots and just throwing them in the fucking slough. You know what I'm saying? Like that shit, we saw examples of a whole basket of ballots that were thrown into a fucking ditch. You know what I'm saying? Like, how does that make sense? It doesn't make sense. So, you know, the other thing is markings on ballots. Like they were saying that if there's any kind of marking on a ballot, it won't register the vote, right? So there are people that are like, hey, when you go, you know, there's ballots on the table.
Make sure
you need to make sure
clean
it's clean, that there's no markings, that there's no bent corners, because sometimes those can cause the ballots not to read properly.
I wonder if that whole, remember a while back when we were watching that video and they were looking at how, not hieroglyphic, watermarked ballots watermarks. And that kind of shit. I wonder if that's going to become more of a thing.
Yeah, we talked about that.
To where it's, the ballots are more identifiable like money is.
Yeah, but I mean, there's ways to, squash those too. Just get rid of them, burn them. Yeah. Happened at the ballot plant. We can't use the normal ballots.
But then you have a problem of people that actually voted that their vote isn't there anymore. What they're doing now is there's votes there with no people to claim them, so there's nobody to complain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they wouldn't be able to just toss them, because now people are like, well, I did vote. Where's my fucking ballot?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's messy. It's messy. But I think the positive thing is getting people out to vote early. I think the one I'll say positive is that getting people to vote. A lot of times people wait till the last day. They forget, you know, let's say the people that aren't kind of following as much as other people are, you know, they're like, holy shit. You know, I totally fucking forgot. You know what I mean?
I don't know about this year.
Listen, I agree. But I'm just saying, in general, the idea is, you know, if you can get people to go out early and get it over with and get it done, you know, they're less likely to get more votes out of it possibly. And we are seeing an increase in voting right now, up to this
point. At least the early voting.
At least early voting. But I'm bet you that this is going to be a large voting turnout. I think it will be.
I honestly think this is going to be, I don't know the statistics. I'm just going to say, at least in my life, the biggest voter turnout in my life.
It's possible. It's possible.
I think it's going to blow 2020 out of the water by millions.
Yeah, so that's what I heard too, is like, that's the reason to early vote too, is like, if they get, I mean, they were estimating 200 million votes for Trump.
I don't know if he's going to get that. I would say
if you got that, holy shit, bro.
200 million, that, like a third, two thirds of the fucking country.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, if he got enough early to where they were like, okay, well, how many people live in this country? How many people are actually voting? And like, that's the thing, is like, the trends in voting and the data, like, do we trust this? Do we trust the numbers and the polls and everything, dude? Like,
I don't think you trust
where
the
is
polls.
The data coming from? Who's keeping track of it?
Of what, which data are you talking about? I mean, because I don't think most people trust
all
the
of
polls.
It, like the polling data.
That's horseshit.
Trump's ahead by 20 points. Trump's only ahead by 3 points. Kamala's ahead by 3 points. Yes. Why the swing?
I think most of the polls are probably bullshit.
Well, it all comes down to, like, who the fuck are you asking? You know what I'm saying? Like, what area are you asking in? If you're going to downtown Philly, downtown Portland, you're going to have a heavy fucking bias towards a certain candidate. That's just a given. You know what I'm saying? Now, the only thing that's positive is we do have enough data at this point. And I think there are a few podcasts that have pointed this out pretty well, that like, we kind of understand where, what the you know, the percentage is that's off. Okay. So when,
like the gap between them.
Yeah. So, I don't remember exactly the numbers, so don't hold any of this to me, but when Trump was going against Hillary, she was up by like 5 points or some shit, and then he won. Okay. So that's showing like a 6% or 6 point, favorability towards Democrats.
Variance.
Yeah, variance towards Democrats. Now, Joe Biden was up about 7% at this point, and he ended up winning, right? Mm-hmm. Winning. So they're saying, okay, so those are two elections. Even though he was up 7, he ended up only winning by, like, whatever, 2 or 1 or whatever it was, right? So there's that difference between the two of, like, 6. Okay, but right now Kamala's only up at best. I mean, most actually are showing Trump leading. But she's at, let's say at best, she's up a point. If you look at all the previous elections, that's not that bias towards Democrats in polling
is not there.
It's showing that the fact that they're even or she's up by 1 is actually Trump being up by 4 or 5. Yeah. That's where they're kind of getting the data from. Now, is it accurate? No, but we do have enough record to show that these polls generally lean towards Democrats. And so when it says, you
when
know,
it's that close, then you're able to go, okay, so this is actually more this way.
If it shows that Biden's up by 10, he's actually probably only up by 3.
Yeah.
There's like a 6, 5 to 7, 6, you know, point variance towards Democrats in polling.
Yeah. And depending on who's producing the poll.
Yeah. But in average, that's what you're seeing. So that's what people are using right now when they're looking at Trump and the polls right now. They're saying the fact that, and that's probably why you're seeing her do these things and try to, you know, damage control. She's not up as much as even Hillary. I mean, she's under Hillary quite a bit, and Hillary lost by a fucking hair. Biden was up a little bit better, and he won by a hair.
A few million.
And so the fact that she is almost nut even is not a good thing for her, because that's actually showing that, like, shit, even with this polling bias, she's not where
what do you think the numbers should be. The voting numbers are actually going to end up being?
Well, that's what I wanted to know, because Danielson's saying, look at the numbers. Republicans are killing it in early voting. Where do we find the numbers? Which numbers do we trust here? Like, where do we go to find the voter count?
Look at
early voting numbers right now. Just look up early voting. Yeah, you'll see it. I've seen them. Who knows?
It's the CNN. 18 million early votes and counting. Here's what we know.
Newsweek says now early voting breaks down after first 20 million votes. So click that one real quick. Let's see what it shows. Last week, officials said the record for early voting turnout was being broken in swing states such as Georgia and North Carolina, with around 328,000 people having already cast their ballots in the Peach State, more than double the previous record of 136, which was set in 2020 when President Joe Biden became the first Democrat to carry the state since 92. North Carolina, more than 353,000 ballots were cast on the first day of early voting in a new record for that state. I don't know where the actual breakdown of...
Yeah, it's just going state by state on, like...
Real Clear Politics forecast currently shows that with no toss-up states, Trump is predicted to win in every battleground state, giving him a 312 to Harris's 227. So, listen, who knows? Who knows, man? I'm with you. Like, it's... To me, this is irrelevant on... And I don't know how much they know who's voting for who, per se, even yet. I know there's some exit polling...
Well, I think they're just basing it off of Republican votes, registered Republican voters voting versus Democratic. Sure. Because they haven't counted the votes yet, have they?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm sure they, I don't know. I don't actually know.
So I'm saying, dude, like no one really fully understands the process. It's not very clear. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Keeps turning on me, dude. It's a fucking ghost in this dark, dude.
Daniel said he'll post it on Telegram, so.
Yeah, and you know, I would just say take all of it with a grain of salt. Whatever you're reading, whatever so-and-so shows you, like, who knows where, in, to Greg's point, who knows where that truth is. But I to me, I don't care about that per se. What I care about is there's an influx of people voting, right? We know that Democrats come out and vote, but there's even double that now. And so what that tells me is that I highly doubt it's all Democrats just doubling up. I think you're seeing, because of the push from Trump and from all of them, Tulsi Gabbard, you name it, everybody that's coming out talking about it. I think you're seeing Republicans coming out in force. I think it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing.
I just hope that it isn't just a wave of the same Democrats just voting early now, and then the wave isn't there for Election Day.
I have seen numbers to Bannister's point. I don't even want to reference them because I don't remember. I have seen certain places posting things of the breakdown. And in a lot of places, Democrats are up a little bit. But the issue is that, let's say, just make up numbers. Let's say in all previous elections, 30,000 Democrats voted early, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's now 50,000 votes, but like 20,000 are Republicans. So there's 30,000 Democrats and 20,000 Republicans. We're still like not beating Harris yet, but the point is that we never got those 20,000 early in the first place. So it's
Remember, because there was supposed to be the red wave, but it was a red mirage.
Yeah,
and that's what they talked about. Like, they can pad it any way they want. So it's like it's all about just timing. And to me, early voting just gives them the data sooner, so they know what to do. Whatever, maybe there's some sort of plan to get them in a sting operation, and this is all going to be publicly exposed. But
no, I see what you're saying. Like, oh, now a bunch of them voted early, so now we know how many ballots we need to print in order to beat them.
Well, exactly.
There's still election day, and there's still going to be a lot of people turning out on election day. So, yeah.
But the curve doesn't have to be as drastic. If it was all on one day, and I get that they can pull the plug, they can do everything. Yeah. I still think there's going to be a cyber attack, but the chart is all we need. But there's just no court that was willing to take that case. You know what I mean? And that's the problem, is like, even if there is some fishy activity that's happening, which judge is going to overturn this or even bring it forward? Kerry Lake's whole thing got turned out. You know what I mean? Like thrown out.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest case there was.
I think the only thing that is going to make it to where it's undeniable is Trump to win by such a, the numbers have to be
they
so,
have to swamp it.
They have to be so huge.
They have to swamp it.
Swamp the swamp.
That's what they're talking
about. Yeah, you do. You gotta swamp the swamp.
And I actually, listen, I gotta be honest with you. I'm usually like try to look at both sides and try to be realistic on like not getting too high on one or the other, like trying to look at both angles. But I'm just, you know, just watching video and watching how people are talking, looking at, you know, a lot of this, you know, film obviously all that can be finagled and stuff, but just the general conversation of people in my daily life.
Yeah.
It just seems even different than in 2016. It just seems like there's a lot of people that are like, man, fuck Kamala, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just
the people in your daily life in Texas.
Well, no. I'm talking about Black Boat. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about people that you wouldn't think would do that. Now, obviously, we're in a very red state. We're going to see a lot of Trump flags and shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially me and Dave were actually looking at it the other day. Where we are here in Montgomery, it's like 95% red.
No, it's like 80% red or something like that. It's like a pretty high.
We're looking at the past voting numbers.
But like regardless, like the Black vote, you know, certain ethnic groups that don't tend to vote Republican, you know, even in Texas, man, they don't tend to. But there was that guy that just put out that video where he was playing. He was running a convenience store. I don't know if you saw that one from like today or yesterday, maybe. But he's like a YouTuber, and he's running like behind in Chicago. He's running a convenience store behind the shield. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, man, like who are you voting for, man? And they're like, Trump, man. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? And he's like, man, I'm going Kamala. You know, he was playing like he was a Kamala supporter. Mm-hmm. That, you know, and he was like Indian heritage, so you know, it just fits the whole thing. But most of them said that they were voting. Most of the men, the Black men, said that like there's no way we're voting for Kamala. Now, obviously, that could be rigged up a little bit. They could choose, but you wouldn't have seen that at all before. That's my point. Is I don't really care if it's like, yeah, this is just only some people did say they were going to vote. The fact is that wasn't even a thing before.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, where people were at all supportive. But that Venezuelan thing was most of their argument. For the people in Chicago that he did talk to, they were just like, man, the Venezuelans are taking over, man. We got to, you know, they're fucking taking our jobs, man. They're giving money to the Venezuelans. They're not giving money to the Black community. That shit's going to bite him in the ass, man. I'm telling you, it's going to bite him in the ass. The immigration thing is going to bite them
in
the ass. Yeah,
it's pissing a lot of people off, for sure.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. We'll see.
I think the numbers, honestly, are going to be, I'm going to say.
Chris is like 300 million.
No, dude, no.
400 million.
No, there ain't even 400 million people in the country.
Yes, there is.
No.
Isn't there?
No, it's like three something.
I thought it was more than that, dude.
I don't think so. I bet he was at what, 81 million in 2020?
81
million. Well, I mean, Biden got 81 million votes, right?
Well, no. Well, yeah, he did. What did Trump get?
Why he
70,
won?
79 yeah. million or 78 million?
It was around there.
I bet he's pushing 100.
346 million. 300. Yeah, so just say 350.
I bet he pushes 100.
You think that many people turn out?
Yeah.
We'll see, dude. I don't know. I mean, it seems like Trump is way more popular now because Biden was just such shit.
Yeah.
And Kamala is just like a contingency of Biden.
Yeah.
So she's it's a like, yeah, we don't want Biden anymore.
Contingencies? I can't even say the word. Contingency shit?
Yeah, I think she's just a turd that you can't polish, man. I think they've done I respect the game. They've definitely improved her chances. But we all know she's shit because she was shit to Democrats. You know what I'm saying? They didn't even give her votes when she was in. So,
well, I think go ahead, Greg. Sorry.
Biden was the turd in the toilet, okay?
Yeah.
He was the main shit.
Yeah. Mm.
You flush the toilet, but there's still the remnant. It's floating and there's a skid mark. That is Kamala.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the turd that won't flush.
Yeah, man.
Oh, it'll flush, but I mean,
I heard there's a good way to relieve
that. We got some
that.
Cloudy water afterwards, okay?
I hear that if you put a Dove soap bar, okay, in like a sock or something and you tie it into your bowl, you know what I'm talking about, your top bowl area.
Mm-hmm.
The soap, you know, as you flush and stuff will set up a little bit and it'll coat your toilet bowl enough that poop won't stick to your side of your toilet bowl.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that. And I could definitely.
Too bad you'll just have a dangling sock with a soap bar in it.
No, it's
not. No, 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 in
it's
the tank.
In the tank up in the top.
Oh, okay.
So when you flush the just, water,
like, just I'm dangling. Pooping on a bar of soap.
Yeah, no. It's in the tank, bro. And like that it kind of puts like a protective coating from that soap onto the porcelain and it prevents things from sticking to it.
Hmm.
Hmm.
So you're saying we need to don dish soap the fucking.
Not Dawn, you just get some like Dove. You gotta Dove that stuff up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dove. You gotta keep it in the sock to keep it, you know.
Yeah, man.
from dissipating too quickly.
Listen, it's coming quick, man. We're 2 weeks away, and it's going to be an interesting 2 weeks, man. I think we're going to see numbers. I think we're going to see good numbers. Where that all falls, who knows?
Well, the fucking Dems October surprise already came out.
I heard.
If that's actually what it is.
I heard that that's their attempt.
I mean, it's a very, very desperate attempt, at that, if anything. It's just another fucking sexual allegation from fucking...
Well, what is it?
What is it? So, what's her name? Breaking former model alleges Donald Trump groped her.
Mm-hmm.
In what felt like a twisted game with Jeffrey Epstein.
I mean,
this
he did know Epstein. This is from he buy his plane or something too?
Oh, I don't know. This is from The Guardian.
I know. I don't trust this bitch. Lucy Osborne.
She published the same shit back in 2020.
Yeah, this Lucy Osborne. I'm assuming she works for The Guardian or something. I don't know. Yeah. But she posted basically a similar one in 2020. Basically the same fucking thing.
Listen, we've seen Trump. The only thing I'll say, because you showed me before the show, but Trump, this shit just rolls off of Trump, man. You know what I mean? Like, this is not. This
fucking happened 31 years ago.
Yeah, but it's just
in 1993.
It's just the timing, dude. No one's gonna believe her because of the timing.
That's the timing.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And also, there's been far worse shit said and done at this point. The lines are made. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said it was a desperate attempt at throwing people off. And
dude, I wonder if there is some Epstein footage of Trump.
Mm.
I highly doubt it.
I don't think so.
This would be the time for them to throw it out, right? This would be the.
I don't know.
There is no fucking video of Trump. There is absolutely. I'm
going to say there's not either, because I think if they had it, they would have used it in 2020 or 16.
Yep. It would have been used. Yeah. Not even. There's not even a question, dude. If they had something
burned
that.
It or something.
Well, no, I just mean if they actually had something.
They would have
was,
used that before they tried to off him.
100%.
I think they would have offed him.
I like
he would have been dead a long time ago if they wanted him dead, bro.
All this coming up that you brought up and at this point trending. 15,000, a little over 15,000 posts. Hashtag Kamala grope me. I would love to know what happened there.
Oh.
Well, yeah, and didn't like Trump say that she was Hitler or something, and that's been trending, like Kamala Hitler, all this stuff.
Oh yeah, because she's saying that Trump is Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, it's basically.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That was her big...
That's not a trope that's overplayed.
Yeah, right.
It was her cleanup speech today and just going off. The other thing, too, is it has been confirmed that Joe Rogan will have Donald Trump on Friday. And that is going to be a big deal. I'm just telling you, it's going to be a big fucking deal.
We'll see, dude. I want to see Joe Rogan come out with some good questions.
No. I think he will. And I think Trump is good enough that it's not going to be an issue. I think it's actually going to play off well for him. J.D. Vance.
How long do you think the episode is?
Probably. I mean, how long are his speeches? I mean, he can go for a while.
Trump doesn't do long podcasts.
Yeah, but this is different. I'm going to say that because I'm with you. When I first heard, I'm like, I can see him doing like an hour. But at the same time,
he consistently gets like 13 to 14 million views.
I know, listeners. But the point is I think because of who this is, that he's going to stay on as long as he needs to stay on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If that's 2 hours, he will. Because like you know, if he leaves early, people have expectations for. It's well known. If it's a short, when you look at a Joe Rogan podcast, it's an hour and 30 minutes. You know, this is not a great interview. You know what I'm saying? Or Joe Rogan's not feeling it. Yeah. If it's 3 hours, you know, they're having a blast.
I say an hour and a half tops.
Yeah.
And I think because Trump does not need Joe Rogan, bro. I mean, Joe Rogan is a pimple compared to Trump. I mean, Trump is like the man worldwide. Well, Rogan's awesome. He's awesome. Okay. Don't get me wrong. Okay. Come on. But like compared to Trump. Trump has way more power, way more sway worldwide.
Well, true.
Than Joe Rogan.
I don't think it has to do with power or sway. I just think it has to do with just media and reaching people.
Well, yeah, I would just ask, like, why now? Like, why is that his October surprise for the Dems? Like, hey, look, I'm going out and I'm going to spill some beans on Joe Rogan.
What if he
releases the JFK files right then and there, bro?
He brings them with him.
He's like, hey, here you go, Joe. You can have these.
My buddy, RFK gave me these to give to you.
This is actually a chunk of JFK's skull. I would like to have you hang that right next to your bed.
This is actually the ghost bullet. I have it right here. Whatever it was called.
What is that? The perfectly, like, not the phantom bullet, whatever the hell, the lone bullet theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that Joe Rogan's a bigger deal than you're letting off, to be honest with you. I think, like, I agree 100% that obviously Trump has more sway and more power. But
I'm just saying he doesn't need Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan is a big deal, dude. He is the top podcast in the world.
I will agree that he doesn't need him, but it's definitely not going to hurt.
No, it's absolutely going to help.
Maybe.
It's not that it's not going to hurt. It's going to help. Like, Trump is good enough that he can go on there and shoot the shit about not just political shit. He can break loose. They have mutual things in common. I wouldn't be shocked if they talk about UFC for a while and all this other bull. You know, I think Joe Rogan will ask him good questions. I think he'll call him out on little like lies and shit. Like, really, man? Like, come on. Like, you know, and I think that's all going to be fun, but I think he'll present himself well. But Joe Rogan has a huge audience that I think a lot are probably middle of the road people, honestly. Like, I don't think Joe's ever been like real hard on one side. He's definitely a lefty in a lot of aspects, but recently he's definitely been against some of the Democrats and some of the bullshit that's going on, especially after the COVID crap. But I think there's a lot of moderate people that watch him, and I do think that they could, if he presents himself well and Joe has a good interview, I think those people may be swayed if they're kind of undecided at this point still.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how you're undecided at this point, but there are people that are.
I bet you Joe Rogan is going to vote for Trump. He already has that in his mind.
I bet you
that this is just happening.
Yeah.
But it's now you're seeing these people come out. Like, Dave Smith just came out today. Mm-hmm. He's saying he's voting for Trump. You had like Theo Vaughn already had an interview with Trump.
Yeah, which
Theo Vaughn just interviewed
J.D. Vance. It was excellent. Vance. Bro, it was fucking great.
I've seen a couple clips where J.D. Vance was just laughing his ass off.
Dude, it was actually such a good fucking interview. And there was a lot of, if you read the comments, there was a lot of people was like, man, I don't really know that much about this guy, but he seems like a normal human being. And I think that's the play that, shockingly, that Trump has right now, is that J.D. and him just working at McDonald's, that whole thing, they seem normal.
They're playing the normalcy card, and like, yeah, we're just another citizen. And not the fucking...
Like, J.D. Vance was shooting the shit like you were having a beer with a dude. A college dude. Cussing, talking about old shit, talking about drug addiction.
I seen fucking Theo was like, man, it's just sad. Can't even do cocaine in this country anymore.
Yeah. 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 I'm just saying it opens, like, there's people that Theo Vaughn has in his audience that maybe aren't voting for them. And I think when you see a person who likes Theo Vaughn, what he offers and the way he interviews, and they see, and he's interviewing J.D. Vance and Trump, and they seem normal, and it's a good podcast, and it's fun, that does play on certain people. There, you have to understand that there are certain people that have this preconceived notion of both of them, that they're these bad people. Mm-hmm. And like when you see them, like, oh, this guy's kind of relatable. You know, he's like actually kind of funny. He's actually kind of cool. That may kind of take the edge off a little bit.
For sure, dude. That's how media works. That's like why they do shows. They do whatever. You know what I mean? Like they go on podcasts to like get people to listen to their ideas, their thoughts, and be like, oh, yeah, I guess he's not freaking insane in the membrane.
Do you think that actually works? Because I feel like even some of these other podcasts are still like so seemingly coordinated. Like I didn't get that vibe from Theo Vaughn. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get the vibe that JD handed him a script and said, hey, man, you're not allowed to ask me these questions. We're not allowed to talk about X, Y, and Z. It was just like, hey, we're here. Let's shoot the shit. That's the vibe that I got. You don't see that with Waltz. You don't see that with Kamala. You don't see that with Schiff.
Well, you don't see them going on podcasts.
No, and if they do, they're these really weirdly, like, it's just, like, the person has no idea what they're talking about, you know?
I don't know who gets questions or, like limitations beforehand, you know what I mean? I know, like, Theo Vaughn is a big podcast, too, so he probably has limitations just within his own company. Like, hey, you can't talk about this, this, and this, just like when we were working with Drinking Bros, certain things we couldn't talk about.
Well, you couldn't say the N-word. Which we don't anyways.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which is an obvious one, you know? But they did talk about, like, QAnon and shit. They, you know.
You know what I mean?
So but he actually didn't say that. I don't know. To be honest with you. I want to be fair. They didn't say you can't talk about it. They just said that advertisers, once they hear that you're talking about it, there's no getting out of it. You're not going to get the deal. You know what I mean? So
until they find out it's real. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, that is yet to be determined. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yet to be
determined. What is this thing that you had this thing that you brought to the table and you said, I am not allowed to see this shit. I'm not allowed to look.
Well, I mean, it wasn't really that big. I just wanted to get your first time reaction.
Guttural
and
reaction.
I know, Chris, I wanted to get your first time reaction too, but you have to see it to open it.
I didn't actually read it. I opened it and switched it real quick. So I don't even know what the headline
says. I don't
says.
Think he actually saw any of it, to be honest with you.
So this is just an interesting story. There's not a lot of information about this.
Okay.
But this is a Walmart worker in Halifax, Canada. She was 19 years old. Mm. She was baked to death inside of an industrial oven.
Oh, shit.
So these ovens are large enough. If you scroll down, you can see a picture of it. These are large enough ovens for you to walk inside of, right?
Yeah.
There was a distressing 911 call saying, help, there's a young woman. She's trapped in the oven. We can't get her out and all this stuff. Come to find out, new evidence has just been revealed. These ovens do not lock. So either the woman or somebody on the 911 call that was saying, hey, she's trapped in the oven. We can't get this door open. Maybe they were telling the truth. They just couldn't open the door and like something happened. Mm. Or maybe she was murdered and put inside of this oven as a way to trap the, you know what I mean? Because they're still trying, they are actually doing an investigation on how she died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the medical examiner is still determining the official cause of death. But the dispatch officer said that there was a female locked in an oven bakery, but the oven is on. The staff couldn't turn it off for some reason.
Well,
and so, like, it's like, did she kill herself?
Did
or
she,
was
like,
she murdered?
Like, locked herself in there?
You can't lock the doors, bro, and that's the point. Like, Walmart came out saying, these don't lock. So, she wasn't locked in there. So, was somebody holding her in there? Like I want to see the camera footage. Is there camera footage inside of the Walmart pointed at this large industrial oven?
Yeah, why wouldn't you just open the door then?
Yeah.
Unless she was, like you said, kind of offed herself and was already cooked when the phone call was made.
Or she passed out. Maybe she passed out inside the oven or something. You know, and maybe there was somebody who came up to the door, saw her inside, because there's a window on the outside of that, right?
Yeah.
saw her in there, like, I got help, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
But you'd think first instinct, let's open this oven door and let out some of that air and see if she's okay. But yeah, the 911 call said, we have a woman who's locked inside of this oven. We can't get her out. Help.
Well, so I like this, man. I like that you brought this to me. It makes me think.
Do they
quickly
say,
think.
Do they say in this article if they ever got her out?
They did. Yeah. So this is saying... So her name, I don't know if they've revealed her name, but she is a young woman who arrived in Canada only within the last 3 years. And she had formed close bonds within the Maritime Sikh Society, or S-I-K-H, Sikh Society. And I looked this society up, and it's kind of like a, you know, it's I guess, like majority Indian folk.
Okay.
I don't know that much about it, dude. I'm going to sound like super ignorant and white man talking about this shit. So I don't want to go there, but I don't know if that has anything to do with this. They're just saying like, that's who she was kind of getting involved with, you know, in, you know, maybe they're a local gang. I don't know.
Dude, Halifax, Canada. Halifax is up by Nova Scotia, right?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure.
Where's Flex?
Maybe she found the Oak Island treasure and they had an offer.
Yeah, dude, it is. Yeah, the Nova Scotia Department of Labor has since issued a stop work order for the bakery itself,
I think,
as well
she,
as the piece of Walmart.
I'm going to say that. I think she found the treasure, and someone's like, I'm going to kill you for it.
Nova Scotia?
Dun, dun, probably not anything close to what happened.
I'm trying to look up and just trying to learn a little bit about this particular freezer here. Particular.
Well, it's an oven, not a freezer.
Well, I'm seeing things about freezers. That's why I said that by accident. But
like, so there's like a large thing. Like, there's a lot of conspiracies going on around this, and they're saying, you know, like, we don't want the public to kind of reach and you know, make all these speculations. But it's hard not to speculate when you're telling me this thing can't lock, and the 911 call basically said that it can lock. And now I think the 911 call is there. It's in that video on that, but there's an advertisement. So when you play that, it's going to play some sort of advertisement that's fucking annoying.
Oh.
So you might have to get...
Oh, no.
Ooh. There we go.
For a technical rescue call, the Mumford at Mumford Road Walmart, 6990 Mumford Road. Female has locked in an oven in the bakery. Oven is on. Unsure if the staff are able to turn it off. Dispatch to Station 5, 5 Engine for technical rescue, 6990 Mumford Road, Walmart, the bakery. Time to page 2122. Call will be on Ops 4. Ops 4.
Dispatch, 9 Engine, just looking for an update.
9 Engine, update regarding ETA for ES or proving assigned to me.
Update.
Let's see what I can do. Dispatch to 9 Engine.
Go ahead. The person trapped in the... on there, do you have the power shut off for that? The staff on to turn the power off? She's in there. Okay, then for the Dume contact back, just tell them to shut the power off.
Dispatch from Upper Command.
Go ahead, Commander.
I just got the last part of the conversation. I think it was the divisional commander. The person was out of the oven upon arrival. We're just dealing with regional police at this point right now.
Copy all.
Dispatch to Captain Gore. Speed advice. I wasn't aware that the call was still ongoing. I thought this just came in. You can take me off the call. We'll be back in service back at dispatch channel. Dispatch Rescue 48.
Copy.
Code 1.
Copy.
Huh. So when they got, so no one even got her, like, it wasn't opened. They got there and she was still in the oven.
Yeah, dude.
So
they had to, they
so
had
she
to
was
take
cooking
her out. That's
for several minutes.
Just doing some like quick looking and some things. So the oven may not have a quote unquote lock on it, but when you turn the oven on, it has a locking mechanism that prevents you from opening it when it's turned on. And so what I'm reading and read it, you know, take it for what it is. There's people that say they know certain things, but it makes a little bit of sense. They're saying, listen, if the staff is unaware of how to operate this shit, okay, and how this all works, and she could have got in there, somebody turned it on, could not get the door open because it was actually on, you know what I'm saying? So it locks it up. Didn't know that shutting it off would open the doors, You know what I mean? That could be one of the reasons. The other thing that I'm seeing, which I've had this experience in freezers because I deal with walk-in freezers a lot. You get such a vacuum when you shut those doors that it is really hard to get out of them sometimes. I've had to kick a door open because it was such a fucking tight seal.
Airtight, yeah.
Airtight.
But like go to the picture there, because most pieces of equipment like this that have a combustible, like something that produces heat, have an emergency stop button somewhere, like a large red button. And I don't see any of that.
I see a red button right there.
That's not large enough, dude. I'm talking like a big freaking like a Russia reset,
like
an
emergency shutoff valve.
Yeah, I
don't. Like Hillary Clinton's gonna come smack that red button anytime now.
I don't know if that's the case, man. I'm not sure.
My question is, okay, yeah, maybe you've seen the person in there, and then all of a sudden, you couldn't, like, your first instinct is to open the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
It won't open. Why wouldn't your next instinct be, we need to shut this off?
Hit the red button.
That's what they're saying, though, is that because, you know, corporate, and obviously people are talking about Walmart and all this shit and cutting corners and such and such. I can just tell you, like, everybody doesn't know how to operate those things. You know what I'm saying? They just don't. Like, even our bailer at my work, I'm the only one at night that knows how to fucking actually make a bail. You know what I'm saying? Okay. And so, you could obviously start pushing shit because you don't know what you're supposed to push and what stops it and what goes. There's buttons that aren't clearly, especially if they're worn out a little bit. I'm just hypothetically saying that, like, you got a bunch of fucking Walmart workers.
True. But there's no manager there?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I
guarantee the manager is going to know how to do it.
Possibly. I mean, yeah.
And if they don't, that's a huge fail.
Well, I mean, you're
I just want to know, where's the freaking footage? Isn't there footage inside of this place?
Well, there probably is. They're not going to show the woman walking in and getting cooked.
I think that's going to be the tell-all, is when you see that footage. Like, how did she get in there? I mean,
how did it get turned on?
The idea that, like, she was murdered. Like, listen, I can guarantee you Walmart has massive amounts of cameras. They do have massive amounts of cameras. If somebody was thrown in there and murdered, you're going to see it all. At least, even if they somehow got that camera not to work, you're going to see something beforehand on a different camera.
I wonder if she went in there to, like, you know, maybe she was taking a smoke break and wanted some privacy. Or, like, smoking weed inside the oven or something, or doing some kind of drug, or doing something inside the oven she wasn't supposed to be doing. And then
some voyeurism.
And then someone else was like, oh, fuck, I forgot to start the bread.
Click, click, click. I mean, we're making fun of this poor dead woman.
Well,
if you
went in there to do anything other than just put bread in the oven, then you're
I think she was cleaning it. I think she was in there cleaning the oven.
She was cleaning it. But see, here's the other part. Again, this goes to
there should be like a lockout tagout procedure.
If you're not trained properly and corners are being cut and you don't do a lockout, I have to work on the baler. I have to work on the garbage compactor.
Yeah.
You have to do those things because somebody could walk by, shut the door on you, and you're fucked.
That actually happened to my brother once when we used to work in a sawmill. And he didn't do lockout togout, obviously, because they weren't on break or anything like that. The saw stopped, and there was a fucking log stuck in there. So he reached in real quick and was grabbing the log out so it would get unclogged. And while he did that real quick, while everything was still operating, someone fucking hit the go button and it fucking roar and fucking almost fucking cut him up.
That's kind of dumb. I just saved a video and it kind of shows what the inside of the oven looks like.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's just like,
where'd you save it? X?
Yeah.
And are we assuming that this
is... I'm just assuming that this is, you don't have to play the audio. But, like, play the video a little bit, and it'll show, like, a standalone oven. Like, and this is apparently her, because there's other videos of her being wheeled into this hospital. So this apparently is what the oven looks like.
Oh.
We're assuming.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? And so that whole thing, like, just turned on.
Wait, go back real quick to that, and just pause it right when the guy opens the door, please.
Yeah.
Please. Stop.
Not the same oven.
Stop. I know, but this is a general, this is a basic general oven, probably similar. But if you open, go a couple, right, keep going. Keep, right there. Stop. A little bit more. right there. See, there's no lever.
What is that?
Mm-hmm.
That could be a little safety. Nub. That could be a safety push. You know what I'm saying? If it locks, yeah, there's a safety, but there's no handle.
Mm.
So,
well, it's because people aren't supposed to be in there.
They're not supposed to be in there.
Well, and to be fair, we don't know if this is the exact model.
That's, and I'm just saying, like, if you're saying that they're all fairly similar, like just generically similar,
no,
you know, maybe there is no handle in there. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she went in there, and when you start those things, they fucking lock up. Because listen, that's hot.
Oh yeah.
And like, I would have to assume that you're not allowed, like that machine is not allowing you to like get it up to the temperature it needs to be. And just open the fucking door up.
It, later in the video, it says, knowing Walmart, the door latch and the emergency release were broken. So this is a, like a post for somebody they shared on this news thing that they're doing.
Yeah.
It says, somebody worked in a bakery that had a broken freezer door. It didn't have the button on the inside. We had a sign on it that said, do not let this door close behind you. You will die.
I'm sure there's
examples. I'm sure Walmart has that shit, right?
Yeah, but... I'm just saying that, like,
that sounds weird.
Who knows, man? Who knows? But she could have got in there. You know, your washing machine, when it's active and it's going, it has a locking mechanism inside that automatically lock. Oh, yeah. You have to shut it off before the door will open up.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious that, you know, a bunch of dumbasses who don't know how this operates, they're like, there is no locking on this. And it's like, yes, it actually does lock once it, you know, it is turned on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't imagine they're going to get something up to 300 degrees, 400 degrees, whatever it may be, and you can just open the door up and it's scalding. You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't make sense from a commercial piece of equipment.
Yeah.
We sell, right, commercial equipment that doesn't make sense to me, that has a door that can just be opened up willy-nilly. A, because
safety is your number one thing with this, you know what I mean? Like, as a manufacturer, and when you're trying to sell this to large corporations, yes, like Walmart,
yes,
you go, hey, what happens if an employee gets caught in there? Like, a manager would want to know that. They'd be like, oh, well, good thing they have this emergency button inside. Mm-hmm. Stops all operations. You get to safely walk out.
Yeah.
Right.
But there's no locking mechanism on regular oven doors.
But they're not commercial. Commercials vary.
There
different.
Are.
So there are some.
There is?
Yes, there's locking.
There's no locking on mine.
Well, they have
locking. You're not a normal person, Chris.
So, like, here's a good example, Chris. If you go and put your oven on clean mode,
mm-hmm,
it will automatically lock the door.
Mm-hmm.
I've never cleaned mine.
I know, but I'm just saying, it has a mechanism you for dirty those applications. But here's the thing about commercial compared to the shit that you buy for your home. You know, for safety, food safety, and all the other things, they're mostly automated. So just like Subway, when they put the bread in, they hit one fucking button and it automatically cooks it for 20 minutes at 350 degrees or whatever the fucking situation, yeah, is, right? If that door should lock, because what it's doing is it's guaranteeing that they reach the temperature they're supposed to, because it's a commercial
grade.
Before
it's taken out, yeah.
Okay, so when it's automated, if you're able to open the door, they can't guarantee that hitting that button will actually cook it the way it's supposed to. So they should lock, because it's doing it all automated. You know what I'm saying? It's saying it's predetermined for 20 minutes at this particular temperature.
Okay. So assuming this door locks when it's on.
Yeah.
How did she get in there? And then it turned.
She could have been in there cleaning it, to Greg's point, and somebody else turned it on. That's the person who probably called. They probably didn't say that.
Yeah. But I accidentally turned it on. Why would you just randomly walk by and turn an oven on?
I have no idea.
So that was the whole thing, dude. Why people are speculating is, like, if she had this open, you know, maybe just propped open just a little bit, she's in there cleaning it and all this stuff. And that's just like the speculation. Like, we, yeah, assume that she's in there cleaning. We have, exactly, no idea what we the fuck no she idea. Was doing in there.
I think she was hiding, not getting away from doing work.
Mm.
Taking whippets in there, dude.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just being an asshole.
Walmart whippets. That's what we call it.
Yeah. I don't
Who knows?
Know. You'd have to see the whole
Someone's
thing.
Someone's going to go down for manslaughter.
And that's assuming that it was empty.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's assuming that it was empty. Like, what if she went in there with other bread in there and somebody walked by and saw the bread, yeah, and they turned it on, thinking, like, we got to make fucking bread.
Like, she was just stalking it real quick.
There's way too much.
Just passed out. What if she fucking, you know,
she's cracked
had a blood
up.
Clot and just passed out, dude?
Had a medical emergency inside there.
Just saying.
And she was actually laying on the floor and no one could see her.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know, man. I don't know why. I mean, maybe they. You'd have to look at their policy, right? Like, ovens have a clean feature on them. You push a button, it heats up to such a hot temperature, you know, kills the bacteria, burns everything off of the walls, you know, and all that shit. Was she in there? And it's that time at night, 10 o'clock at night or whatever that time is that they run their clean cycle. They saw that it was empty. You know, there's no lights when, you know, it's just shut the door shut and they hit it on clean cycle, man. She fucking, you know, burned alive, you know, who knows? You'd have to see all the footage, but I'm not really, you know, I think personally that there probably was.
Yes. Yeah, she died. Yeah, she's dead. She was dead on arrival.
Yeah, I personally think that there probably was a form of locking mechanism on it, and I think you have a bunch of fucking people who have no idea and are not trained on the equipment over
probably.
There.
Probably.
The bakery is very specific. You know what I'm saying? The Walmart guy who's folding clothes in a different department or even the freezer section may not know how to run those machines at all.
True.
But I guarantee they don't actually know
how to run. But you think everyone in the bakery would know how to use
it. But she might. I know, but go to Walmart at 7 o'clock at night. Or 8 o'clock at night. There's one person walking around the bakery cleaning up. Like they're shutting down. They're not making new bread.
I know, but why is just a random person from another part of the store walking in?
She could have been the bakery.
We don't know who turned it on.
I know, but what I'm saying is she could have been
the whole random person thing. Is
I'm just arguing just to argue.
I like it, man. I'm just saying we don't know. You know, but I think they're playing this up to like there's no way the door locks. They murder. You know, and it's possible, sure, but I don't know how you skirt that with all the cameras. You know what I'm saying? If somebody pushed her in. And shut the door, they're definitely going to prison. You're going to see it.
But are there cameras? That's what we haven't been told yet.
100%, dude.
That's not even a question for me. Unless all of them went out for some reason. Walmart has so many fucking cameras, dude. Like, I went into the Walmart.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they do.
I lost my phone. One of my daughters had my phone. You know, we were scoring on. And they put it in the cart, and I didn't realize they set it in the cart. And I put the cart away, and we started walking out, and I was like, shit. So I went back in. The cart's gone. I'm like, motherfuck. So the guy, I asked him at Walmart if he could please look at the camera. This is where my cart was. See who grabbed it. See if there's, you know, because it just happened like 10 minutes ago. They're here somewhere. And I kind of got to see in the room, and I'm like looking at these cameras. I'm like, there's lots. They have lots of cameras, bro. Like, they're everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So even our store has... 30 cameras, you know what I'm saying? Just in our fucking store, we have 30 different angles of different shit, parking lot, shit moves. You know, I just
in the cab of my van, I have 4 cameras on me.
Yeah. I mean, we got 5 cameras in our bedroom. I'm just kidding.
Dude, like, so this, they built a shrine to this girl, this maritime Sikh community.
Oh, cause she was like Indian. She was Indian.
Yeah, like she was part of this local community. The Indian, you know, tribe of whatever this was. But like, they built a whole shrine, like covered in golden stuff. I mean, it looks
they
like.
They do that, like gold and red and fucking,
I don't know. I don't know anything about this organization, but I'm just saying, they went all out.
The Indian population and stuff do that with like the really golds and reds and the colorful shit.
Yeah, they're pretty spiritual, man. That's, you know, we see candles and shit generally, but I'm sure that they would do something even more. But I mean, listen, I think what it's going to come down to is at the end of the day, lawsuit wise, how responsible is Walmart for this death? Is it lack of training? Is it poor equipment? That's, you know, we're joking. But, like, every company has had equipment that's faulty that is still being used at some capacity. And so, is there something wrong with this oven that they knew that was wrong and they haven't got it fixed yet? I mean, that's going to be it. The family is going to have a potential to sue them, and they're going to have to prove that they had everything per code and the employees knew what was going on, and, you know, and hopefully it wasn't a murder. I'd like to think that it's not. And we know this. Accidents happen. There was that one story I think is fucking wild, dude. It was the freezers, like the freezer, you know, doors that you see at Target and Walmart and shit, you know, you reach in and grab your fucking, you know, those are cases that lean against the wall. And they had a U-shaped one at this particular location. I can't remember where it was. Somebody was up cleaning and fell between the two freezers. Like there's two different cabinets, long stretches of cabinets. They fell between the wall and the fucking thing here. And they went missing. And so they had this report where, like, this person went missing. They were working. No one's seen them. They couldn't find them. And they went missing for a long period of time. I don't remember how long it was, but 10 years, 15 years. And they renovated the place, and they found the body behind
He wasn't the in the freezer, though. It was behind it. Like, he wasn't yelling for anybody?
No, it was like late at night. They were closing down, and they showed all the stuff. And this is not some, like, bullshit. This is, like, you can see this on any major news. But, like, they actually found the body, and they're like, holy shit, this guy's been back here the entire time. And they had no idea. Because it's not a place that you would even think to look.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. This whole story is just, like, bizarre, so.
It is bizarre. I think this is a bizarre one. I like it, man. I like this shit. I like crime. I like the, you know, like, hey, listen, maybe there's a twist to this somewhere.
Maybe
she was hooking up with a Walmart guy and the other guy.
I'm going to go ahead and say somebody walked by and did it on purpose because there was like a work grudge going on.
Yeah. But I'm going to look into this.
They immediately was like, oh, fuck, I fucked up. And then that's who called.
You think so?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm going to look into this religion or this society that she was into. Like, I don't know if this is like a little culty type of thing, or is this just like a, you know what I mean?
You said it was just a sick thing, or is that what you're talking about?
S-I-K-H, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's just it's a Middle Eastern, like a Indian fucking thing, dude. Like, that I've seen that shit at my, like, they're into, like, Chris is not wrong, like the golds and reds and shit, mm-hmm. and when people die, they have like a, you know, a ceremony and all this
stuff. I see them all the time. They always do, like, when I'm going door to door for shit, they always have like, their front doors are always like enshrined with shit. Like, didn't the swastika originally mean like safety or something like that? Or like a,
yeah, it was like a peaceful
symbol. Because I see those everywhere on Indian fucking front doors. Like, they have them on their door and like on their, like in chalk on their doorsteps, they have like symbols and stuff. Like, they're trying to,
yeah, keep, the Nazis ruined it, dude.
Like, they're trying the to,
the Nazis
keep shit out.
Flipped it and mirrored it. So they turned it the other way.
I don't understand it, but I always find it weird. I drop off a package but they got in chalk and stuff, like all these symbols and stuff right in front of their door. And like, mm-hmm. they have protection, stuff written down, like spirit protection on their apartment. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
I don't know what's going in that
different
door,
beliefs, but. And all that stuff's pretty crazy, dude.
No,
I
think it's worth looking into, man. And it's a, regardless of how this all shakes out, it's an unfortunate thing that
happens,
and it's sad. And hopefully they figure it out. And I would like to think Walmart, being as big as they are, and the cameras and everything about it, I think we're gonna know pretty quickly what's going on with this one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I could see a lawsuit for sure, dude. That family's gonna get some cash out of this, probably.
I'm going to say somebody did it on purpose. That's just,
me. I like it, man. I like
what that's just me. I think there's a work grudge. She fucked the wrong dude that was liking some other chick.
She fucked the wrong dude.
Shit, dude. That's
who funny. Knows? It's Walmart.
A little soon.
You get
friend.
The other.
A little soon. damn, dude. I like it. All right. Well, hey, guys. It's a pleasure being here, as always.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. Like, follow, share. Do whatever you want. Leave reviews.
Cheers to you, Greg.
Yank one out.
There you go.
Do it to it.
Don't step in ovens, bro.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Later, guys.